All right, it's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. I usually start, of course, with the top story, but this was breaking right now. This is a tweet that just came out. So the New York Times reports that Trump's staff tried to take Trump's admission that he knew about the June 9th meeting with his son, Donald Jr. They wanted to make that off the record while keeping other items from their interview on record. So what that means is, like we said yesterday, when the president came out and said, I knew nothing of this meeting, he was probably lying. I think I said 2 days, and it wasn't even 24 hours. So, you know, that's the point we live in. So more on that story is the New York Times is reporting that the Trump staff admitted, and they wanted to do it off the record, but they admitted that the president knew about the June 9th meeting with his son, Donald Trump Jr., and a Russian lawyer, of course. And it's not surprising, right? I mean, everyone who's listening right now is like, yeah, well, we knew that was going to happen, so okay. A new health care bill was revealed today as Senate leader Mitch McConnell looks to appease the several factions of the Republican Party. What's different? Well, the numbers are a bit different, but the main stuff is that there would be money available to help offset costs for health care premiums. And it doesn't go as far as the last bill in cutting taxes for the rich, as two of the said taxes will stay. Well, but will that be enough? Republicans can only afford to lose two votes, and Susan Collins from Maine already said she's out. A handful of senators who are also not on board, but they say they can be swayed. I love that. I'll listen. Just drop the packages off at my office. So, Senator McConnell, time to get the banjo out and some homemade lemonade and make some house visits. Just that image alone. Well, good to see you, Senator. I brought my banjo. Can I play you a song while we talk about whether or not Medicaid should be stripped? Too early to tell if this bill is DOA, but the plan is if the plan is to bore us to death with procedural stalls and policy debates, it's working. It really is. The deal is done, and the Sun-Times is now owned by former Alderman Edward Eisendrath and a slew of investors. The Sun-Times named the investors today, and it's everyone from labor unions, former politicians, a screenwriter, and Linda Yu. Linda Yu from the news. She now owns the Sun-Times, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Linda Yu being a newspaper tycoon, aren't you? There's one person in this town where you're like, who's going to be my newspaper owner? Linda Yu. Congratulations, Linda. Even though there are labor unions in the investment group, the investors spoke out today saying there would be no influence or interference to undermine the credibility of the newspaper. This was at a press conference in the West Loop, where the Sun-Times will be moving when their lease is up soon. Great. Sun-Times is moving to my hood. Now the line for the really expensive sushi burrito place, it's going to get super long. Great. Lake County officials appear to be bracing for the worst as rivers in the county crest today and tomorrow and will flood surrounding areas. And it may get worse because water in the Wisconsin area is traveling south after rivers are cresting at record-setting levels. In one case, the trip says a river is 2 feet higher than usual. It's the first time ever. Lake County officials have declared it a disaster area. It's so bad that the chain of lakes has been shut down, and they're asking residents to get their boats out of the water. It's July. That's crazy for a boat owner. What a bummer. You get only 3 months as it is. If I were going to take my boat out right now, might as well just take it out for the entire winter. Done. Boom. It's too much work. President Trump's lawyer, Mark Kasowitz, snapped at an emailer, and of course, it's in the news now. When a stranger emailed him saying, resign now, Kasowitz shot back with a string of profanities and this awesome ditty. I already know where you live. I'm on you. You might as well call me. You will see me. I promise, bro. The president's lawyer uses bro as a sentence. Bro, period. That sounds less like a response to a crappy email and more like an exchange with a bouncer and a drunk outside a club. Bro, go home, bro. Bro, why are you being like this? Bro. Bro. I love that word. The fantasy sports companies FanDuel and DraftKings were going to merge, and now they're not. Today, they called off the business deal. Most speculators believe it was because they never would have been able to clear antitrust laws, since the companies would represent 90% of the daily fantasy market. Others just deleted the email and thought about whether or not they'd stick to their strategy of all running backs. Really doesn't affect anybody. In weather, the flooding of area rivers, still the big story, but this heat got to be the close second. Gosh, I had to walk to get my discounted iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. Repressive. Ugh. In sports, how about it? A crosstown trade. The Cubs make a move for starting pitching and acquire White Sox ace Jose Quintana. And the White Sox were successful in getting back some prospects, including the Cubs' number one guy, Eloy Jimenez, who's an outfielder. The Cubs gave up four minor leaguers in total. This is a good trade for both teams. Although the minute Quintana gives up a three-run homer, Cub fans, going to go berserk. Quintana was thought to be the biggest arm on the trade block, and the White Sox had held on to him up to this point to make sure they got the best haul in return, and it looks like they got it. So a blockbuster? Although minor leaguers don't necessarily make it a blockbuster. So how about a blockbender? Yeah. Quintana joins a rotation that's desperate, need of reinforcements, and he's under control for a couple years, so the Cubs automatically cover themselves for when Lackey and probably Arrieta walk free agency this next year. Although control's not all it's cracked up to be, Cubs. See Alfonso Soriano? You had that control? That was under control for a long time. Control goes both ways. But it's a good bet on Quintana, who has been pretty crappy on the south side lately, but had a couple good starts in the last few outings. And now the Sox add to what's already the best farm system in baseball. Jimenez was considered the fifth best in the minors. Pitcher Dylan Cease. Is it Cease? Yeah, is it Cease? Got to come up with a nickname for that guy. He ranked 83rd. This gives the White Sox seven players in the top 100, but I say at least 10 since Zach Collins, Carson Fulmer, and Zach Birdie are still around. May I project 2020? Listen to this. Jimenez, Robert, the kid from Cuba, Avi Garcia, they're in the outfield, Abreu, Moncada, Anderson, and Jake Berger, this year's first-round pick, in the infield, Zach Collins behind the plate, and Rodon, Kopech, Giolito, Fulmer, Cease, Lopez, Dunning, Hansen, and Birdie all on the mound. First time an 11-pitcher rotation in baseball history. Hallelujah. Baseball is so fun when it's on paper. The Sox aren't done either. Melky, Frazier, Robinson, Holland, Shields, they need homes too. Also, reliever Nate Jones out for the year with an elbow injury. In basketball news, Rajon Rondo looks to have signed with the New Orleans Pelicans, where he'll be reunited with DeMarcus Cousins, who they said to be like brothers. So again, Rajon Rondo has found a new team before Derrick Rose has. Wow. And in WNBA news, the Sky are finally putting some wins together with back-to-back Ws for the first time this year. I mean, they're still the worst in the Eastern Conference, 5-12. But hey, the rally starts now. And finally tonight, did you see Sammy Sosa lately? The internet has gone crazy from his latest appearance, where he dons a pink suit and hat and is noticeably lighter skinned in a video package for the Home Run Derby. Great jokes at his expense lit up the Twitterverse, like comparing him to the Pink Panther, or that he looks like Pepto-Bismol, or my favorite, that he's turned into the milk at the bottom of a bowl of Fruity Pebbles. Sammy, I'd say it's all in good fun, but it's Twitter, so probably not. That's the carryout for July 13th, 2017. In honor of this muggy day, we're giving away wet wipes with your order tonight, so you can wipe away all the sweat and smell like rubbing alcohol for the rest of the night. Yummy. All right, coming up, Josh Mogerman. We'll talk about flooding. We'll talk about heat. Talk about Paris. And George Clinton coming up tonight. Jonah Ray. David Lowery. His movie, A Ghost Story. It's The Download. 720 WGN. Stay with us.